on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back. Hour three. If you're getting married this week or you are going to Chris's wedding.
Present.
Chris Kane of KATV, who joins us in the Fury Electric studio. You might want to make sure you're looking right. Because the thing is, Chris, you're going to be looking at those wedding pictures. Well, you won't ever look at them again, actually.
Sure.
That's a little known. Two things you should know before you get married. You'll never look at your wedding photos again, maybe once every 10 years. And you will never, ever use the china that you spent a bunch of money on, or more importantly, other people spent a lot of money on for you.
Yes.
But you do want to make sure you look good for your wedding pictures, because your wife and her family members and all her girlfriends will be looking at those pictures over and over again, and now with the advent of Facebook, over and over again. So you want to make sure you look sharp, sharp, sharp. So go to Sport Clips. Get the MVP experience, because, my man, you deserve it. If you don't deserve it your wedding week, when will you? Precision haircut, massaging shampoo, legendary hot steam towel treatment, and a relaxing neck and shoulder massage, all from your friends at Sport Clips. And I'm assuming they have some in the greater Ponte Vedra area, because there are over 1,000 nationwide. Check the website, sportclips.com, for one near you. At Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. We are back at 12:07, and we go right to the Revolution Hotline, or should we call it the UCA Hotline today?
I think it's fitting.
Ah, yes. Staving off elimination once again, and the UCA Bears one win away from a trip to the NCAA Super Regionals. Friday, we spoke to Coach Gum, and today he returns to the zone. Alan Gum joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Coach, good afternoon.
How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Doing good.
What a weekend it was. And we were talking earlier, to get complete game victories in two elimination games. I'm going to guess that through the annals of time in college baseball, that has probably not happened very often.
No, it doesn't. And I'm so proud of those guys. Connor Gilmore from Little Rock Catholic, and then also Ethan McKenzie from Gravett. And those guys, they laid it all out there and went after them and gave us exactly what we needed, but they put everything they had into it. I couldn't be more proud of them.
I guess this would be the point where I say homegrown talent, you can certainly win with it at UCA, right?
100%, no doubt about it.
So tell me about your guys. There's obviously something special going on, you know, and being able to survive in as many elimination situations as you have between the NCAA Regional and also, of course, in the Southland Conference Tournament. But talk to me about the mentality it takes to get through those games.
Oh, they're tough. I mean, those guys, we got some tough guys. You said the right word. They're survivors. They know how to survive. They're tough. They care about each other. It's good chemistry. They fight like crazy. You know, we're not going to have 7-8 guys drafted and all that kind of stuff. They're just a bunch of guys that are just out there fighting for everything they have and fighting for each other. And it's fun to watch as a coach, just watch those guys come together and how much fun they have together on and off the field.
Well, everybody knew this was going to be one of the tougher regionals. And, you know, the argument was made, and we've talked about it before, was you guys easily could have been a 3 seed, and certainly South Alabama could have been moved up a spot probably in the overall seeding. A lot of people expected them to come out of there. So certainly a very deep regional with the four teams there. Did it live up to what your expectation was as far as the quality of play?
Oh, absolutely. The amount of talent that's been on the field this past weekend has been tremendous. And like I said, Connor Gilmore threw that complete game shutout, and that's what we needed, because the arms that South Alabama threw at us, their last three guys that came in, their back-end arms were – those guys are going to be good draft picks. I mean, they were up there 94, 95, lefty, had a righty 93, 94. They brought in another lefty that's 90-plus. And so the talent level, there's no question, there's tremendous talent. Of course, Mississippi State can have some high drafts, first rounders, and stuff like that. So, no, there's some talent on the field. There's no doubt about that. But here's the thing about this stuff: teams don't get to Omaha. They don't move on through regional stuff like that. With that, they move on with toughness, and that's the biggest key ingredient for a thing. But it's been a great regional though, as far as talent and everything like that.
Well, people on the outside looking in, I'm sure today are thinking, well, Mississippi State's got all the pressure on them. Like you said, they've got draft picks, you know, sitting there on that roster. They're the home team. They're an SEC team. Do you feel like you guys are in less of a pressure situation, or at this point, I guess, there's pressure on everybody, right? It's win or go home.
Yeah, I've been asked that question so much, and you know, about this, that, and the other, and the amount of fans and the crowd and all that. And I don't know, our guys, as far as pressure goes, they just like playing baseball. And they like getting out there on that dirt. They like to smell that grass. I mean, I've just seen them do it in practice and inter squad and everything like that. They just like playing the game of baseball. So I don't know. They enjoy it so much. So I don't know, on the pressure and all that kind of stuff. I think our guys just go out there and play ball. I don't know how to say anything more than that. That's what I feel like when we hit the field every time anyway.
So from a pitching perspective now, we talked about it, with getting two complete game victories yesterday. I guess that's got to be a huge asset going into today as far as how your rotation looks.
Yeah, the far as rotation goes, we've got some guys that hadn't thrown that'll be ready to go. We're going to start Bryce Biggerstaff today, and we're going to let him go as far as he can take us, and then we're going to piece it together from there. But those two complete games were huge for us.
Now, Bryce had a no-hitter earlier in the season. When's the last time he threw?
Well, he threw in the conference tournament, and they threw really well there. And like I said, if he's on, he throws a sinker ball. If it's sinking, good things will happen. So, and he threw 2 days ago. Also, he came in relief.
Okay.
And threw really well. Matter of fact, it was the extra inning game against Mercer, and he threw five innings, only gave up one hit. So. We're going to give it to him as long as he can go, and then we're going to go from there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add, because it seemed like he had thrown recently. That's what I thought he had thrown in the regional, so that's why I was wondering about bringing him back. Do you worry about that, having him come back so quick?
No, he's good. He's strong. He's no doubt about it. We've talked to him. He's 100%. He's ready to go. So, the whole thing today for us is if we can get three or four, definitely out of him. We're hoping for five or six. But if we can get there and then just piece it together from there, so... And he can. The thing about Bryce is he can come in relief. He can throw 2 days in a row. He's got a day break in there. He can start for you. He can close for you. Come in. So he's kind of been able to do every bit, do a lot of things for us.
UCA head baseball coach Alan Gumm joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Bears play tonight against Mississippi State, a deciding game at 7:00. Winner moves on to the Super Regional. And it's just been a fun ride for those of us watching this all take place, Coach, for you guys to get through the Southland Conference and then to have a chance to win the regional. Have you been able to enjoy it, or has it been just grinding and focused the whole time for you?
Well, there's been some grind. There's been some stuff like that. But no, trying to enjoy each day and take it for what we have right there. So it's been enjoyable. Yeah, there's some... It's been tough, It's been stressful at some moments, stuff like that. But it's just, I've been enjoying watching our guys, and as far as that goes. So we're enjoying it every step of the way.
What do you know, if anything, about Mississippi State starter tonight?
Good arm, like all their arms. They're all good arms. He's got a low ear. He doesn't give up much. He's got about a strikeout inning. So we're going to face another quality arm, another power arm, another guy that can bring it in there pretty good. So good arm. Like I said, we've seen him a little bit before, and hopefully, it'll come down to who throws most first pitch strikes, who gets a couple double plays, and who gets a timely hit at the right time.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. I do appreciate you carving out some time for us today. And
no problem.
We will certainly be watching. Hopefully we're recapping a big win for you guys tomorrow and talking about moving on to Virginia.
You bet. Thanks, Justin.
Coach, take care. Thank you.